And what would you call whiskey that's made illegally?
Moonshine.
Okay, any other name?
Oh, I don't know whether. I don't know. There might be another name, but I don't think of it right now.
What would you call it that's real poor quality? Like dangerous. Or very bad quality.
Oh, what did we call it? We used to have some of it, but I can't think what we called it now. Some of it called it Jake Leg.
Uh-huh.
And then there was another name.
What did Jake Leg mean?
Well, that means it's bad whiskey. It's likely to not be good for you.
Does it have to be illegal to be Jake Leg?
No, if it's legal for them to make it, or have they have a license to make it, and they make bad whiskey, it could still be Jake Leg because it would be dangerous to use.
What about
a lot of people got crippled all up with that Jake Leg whiskey?
Was that
good? Years ago.
Mm-hmm. What would you call beer that you make at home?
Beer? Mm-hmm. I guess. Beer is all.
Do you ever hear of whiskey or beer called blow?
Uh-uh.
And if you were buying, say, something several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you're buying it how?
Wholesale?
Or buying it
in bulk?
Huh?
In bulk?
And what would you have on the table to season food with?
To what?
To season your food with. You'd have
pepper and salt, you mean?
And if there was
condiments, or whatever you want to call them.
If there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
A bowl of apples?
Yeah, and a child wanted one. What would he say?
He'd say he wanted one.
Okay, or he might just tell you to
pass them to him.
And, or give me...
Oh, give me an apple, or pass me an apple. Whatever. Whatever came in his mind. I want one, and you would pass it to him, or something.
You say, he doesn't live here,
He lives over there.
Do you ever say over yonder?
Yes, quite often.
How would you say that?
Well, they live down yonder. They live up yonder.
Okay. Which is up and which is down on this street?
Well, generally, the up and downs are toward the river or away from the river.
Which is which?
Down toward the river. Mm-hmm. Down is toward the river and up is away from the river.
Even though up would be back.
For instance, this is, if you go to town, where Texas Street and all is, that's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And town on Line Avenue is uptown. That's called the Uptown Center. You've gone up from the river.
What would you say? How do you use the words up or down or over talking about location?
Like, well, now, over, you see, would be east to west, generally, because the streets from the river go north and south.
Well, you said last week I saw him, what, Monroe? I saw him.
Over in Monroe or something like that?
What would you say, if you're talking about New Orleans? Last week I saw him.
Down at New Orleans, because that's toward the Gulf.
Uh-huh. What would you say up about? Where would
you? Well, you'd say up north.
Uh-huh. And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it
another way?
Or do it
this way?
And if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're
poor.